I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. If they're not willing to negotiate with you, they probably don't want you as much as you think they might want you. They probably are looking at you as a commodity.
Stayolday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Super You, the Mental Handbook, the Mental Workbook. 25 Reasons to Quit Worrying, 25 Conversation Starters, the Overseas Basketball Blueprint, Buy a Game. You either love those books or you would love them if you had read them already. But how would you like, even better, to let me read them to you? How would you like to get the audio version of any of the books that I've mentioned, any book that I've ever put out? You can now. I partnered with Audible to get you a free 30-day trial of Audible where you can get any one of my books completely for free, and you can keep the book at the end of your trial even if you choose not to stick with Audible. If you choose to stick with Audible, you get a free book every month on top of special prices for any books that you wish to purchase. Get your free Audible 30-day trial membership and your free Dre Baldwin book by going to DreAllDay.com/audible right now. I really enjoy creating and sharing the Work On Your Game podcast, and I really appreciate everyone who's been listening, sharing, and leaving reviews. And if we're going to keep this show going, I'm going to need the support of my listeners. That's why I opened up a Patreon account for everyone who listens to this show to support the show, get some great bonuses for being a supporter, and keep the Work On Your Game podcast coming every single day as it has been all these days since 2016. Go to patreon.com/DreAllDay to learn how you can support the show and get some bonuses for yourself at the same time. That's patreon.com/DreAllDay. I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book, physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. Congratulations on the fact that you have tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get more. Yes, more. You get the personal initiative to become a go-getter and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Congratulate yourself on being here because I've already congratulated you myself. Today's topic, the only three ways that any person can make money or earn money or generate revenue or get money, whatever you want to call it, putting cash in your pocket, numbers in your bank account, there are only three ways that it happens. Yes, only three ways. I'm going to tell you what those are today. I thought of this topic because people often ask me on the subject of playing professional basketball. People ask me, well, Dre, how much money can I make playing basketball overseas? You know, if I go overseas, how much can I make? I mean, you know how much you can make playing in the NBA because the salaries are out there. The salary cap, the salary scale, you know, the minimum pay, you know, the maximum pay, you know how much money to the exact dollar that every player in the NBA is making. You can just look it up. But when it comes overseas, that information is not freely available. There are some teams that put their information out there, but most of them do not. There is no uniform way for you to get that information. You don't even know that the information is accurate. Well, here are some facts. And this topic is not just about playing basketball, just so you're clear if you're listening to this. This is about making money, and there are only three ways to do it. This will apply to everybody. Trust me. Stick with me in this explanation that I'm giving. There's no players union for playing basketball overseas. There is no salary cap overseas. There's also no salary floor, meaning there is no minimum salary and there is no maximum salary. And the fact is, in many of your lines of work. Everyone who is listening to this is pretty much the same thing, right? Is there a salary cap where you work? There's no hard rule that says nobody can make more than this much money usually where you work. Maybe some of you work in some places where there is a salary cap, but many places there isn't. And also in many places, there's no salary floor. There's no minimum salary that you have to make just because you work there. Now, there may be a minimum standard that everybody makes when they begin. Like the minimum may be that the boss decides to pay $10 an hour or the company is going to give a $35,000 a year salary, but that's not written in ink that they have to do that. They could give you less. They could give you more in many places. Again, there are a few places that are exceptions, but in many places, that's how it is. So how can you get a certain amount of money, and how much money can you make in life? How do you make money? There are only three ways you can make money. I'm going to tell you what those three are. Let's get right to it. Point number one, and today's topic, the three ways you can make money in life. Number one way you can make money in life is someone offers you something and you accept it. So the first point is what you accept. That means it's offered to you or it's laid out on the table for you. It is slid across the table for you and you say, yes, you say, I accept. You say, I'm in. You say, I'll take it. This is when they tell you what we're offering and you accept. Done is over. You start working whatever the work is that you signed up for. This is the one that happens most often amongst the human population. This is not just basketball. It is not just the business world. It's not just entrepreneurs. It's not just in contracting. It's not just in being an assistant. It's not just in being a manager. This is everywhere. Amongst the human population, this one happens the most often that something is offered and it is just plainly accepted. Just taking what people give you. I understand, you should understand rather, that I've been guilty of this myself. So I'm not telling you about this as if there's some mistake here. And as I get into more detail and my other two points here, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about here. I've been guilty of making this error, and I do consider it to be an error, just taking what's being given to you. And I talked about this a couple of days ago, being willing to negotiate, being willing to go back and forth. If somebody wants something from you, someone's offering you a job, that means they want something from you, right? They want your time, they want your energy, they want your attention, they want the fact that they want your presence in the building. They want the skills that you bring to the table, whatever they're hiring you for. There's something you're giving them in exchange for the money they're giving you. Be willing to negotiate for it. Doesn't necessarily mean that you'll get it, but be willing to negotiate for it. Do not just plainly accept what is handed to you. And when you have a high level of value that has been proven, it is almost required that you negotiate. If you're not negotiating, then you're actually almost definitely selling yourself short when you have a high level of value. I advise against just accepting what's being given to you. And as I get into points number two and number three, you understand exactly why. So we got point number one, right? Number one way people make money is just accepting what's offered to them. Number two, today's topic are the three ways that people make money, what you negotiate. This is the second way that you can make money in life. So the first way is someone offers you, you take it. Second way is negotiation. Someone makes you an offer or someone's interested, and then there's a back and forth. There's a dialogue. There's a give and a take, and eventually there's some type of agreement that has come to, or maybe there is no agreement that has come to because you just can't agree on a number. You can't agree on compensation. Understand that when there's this back and forth, give and take, the agreement is made or not made. If an entity won't negotiate with you past their original offer, I want to let you know something. Say that again so I make sure you're listening to me. If someone makes you an offer and you don't just plainly accept it, you negotiate with them or you try to initiate a negotiation with this other entity, this second party, and they are not willing to negotiate. They say, no, we're not negotiating. This is all we're offering. No, we're not having a back and forth. No, there's no give and take. No, we're not going to compromise on that. No, we won't give you more of this in exchange for this. Or we're not going to give less of this in exchange for more of that. No, we're not negotiating at all. This is it. Either you take it or leave it. If someone says that to you, I want to tell you something. They're just not that into you. If they're not willing to negotiate with you, they probably don't want you as much as you think they might want you. They probably are looking at you as a commodity. See if, well, it was a few years ago, there's a basketball coach at Duke University named Coach K. Right? Mike Krzyzewski. He was flirting with the idea many years ago of leaving Duke University to go coach the Los Angeles Lakers. Some of you may remember this. He didn't do it, so maybe you don't remember it, even if you're a big basketball fan. But the Lakers were making him offers. He had had negotiations with them. He had been talking to them, and he was contemplating leaving Duke to go coach the LA Lakers. This is when Kobe Bryant was still playing for the Lakers. And Coach K ended up not doing it, but the salary numbers, the numbers that were being thrown around were ridiculously high numbers. What they were going to get is a guy who had no NBA coaching experience, but of course he's a legend in college basketball, but they were negotiating with Coach K. All right, we'll give you this, we'll give you this. And Coach K, they were going back and forth. They were having discussions and trying to figure it out and hammer it out. They weren't looking at Coach K like a commodity. Like they wanted this guy bad enough that they were willing to open the vault, right? They were willing to drop several bags on Coach K. You know what I mean when I say drop bags, right? Bags of money on Coach K He was going to walk away from that to go coach the LA Lakers, a situation that isn't guaranteed. Kobe wasn't going to be around forever, but he was going to take that job because they were willing to negotiate with him. They weren't looking at Coach K like, all right, look, this is the number we offer, and either you take it or you leave it. If they were doing that, that meant they seen him as a commodity. If you ever been in a situation, or if you ever are in a situation in your future where you're trying to negotiate, but they're not willing to negotiate, they just lay something down and say yes or no, listen, they're just not that into you. They see you as a commodity. They don't see anything unique or super valuable about you, and it's not even about you. It's just about them having a fill in the blank, having a coach, having an assistant, having a trainer, having a computer repair person, having a plumber. They're not willing to negotiate with you on a price because they see you as one of many. And if it's not going to be you, it'll be somebody else. So they accept the same thing. They see no differentiation between you and the next person, the next person, and the next 30 who walk in with the exact same title. So what can you do about that? First of all, you got to step your game up to differentiate yourself, and you got to step your brand up so people understand that differentiation. It's not just about you knowing it. It's about your ability to prove it and make it obvious to other people. There is a higher level to me. To me, there's an ultimate level above just accepting it, which is point number one, and negotiating is point number two. This is the level that I'm personally working on to get to in every single area of my life. Not quite there yet. This is a level that I would suggest you work on getting yourself to in every single area of your life if you're not quite there yet in every area of your life. This is the level that I encourage everyone to aim for. Even if you're at the floor level right now where you can't even get someone to make you an offer, let alone get into a negotiation, you can't even get an offer right now. All right, you're like, Dre, I'm trying to get into point number one. Listen, I advise you, even if you're working on point number one, I advise you to keep your mind on getting yourself to point number three. Do you want to create more content for your brand, whether in written, audio, or video format, but you're having trouble figuring out how, why, where, or coming up with the ideas for actually creating more content? For you, I created my new course. It's called Content Machine. Find out more, get full details, and get yourself started creating content at dreallday.com/content. That's the Content Machine course at dreallday.com/content. Now let's get back to the program. So we got one is accept, two is negotiate. Here's point number three. Today's topic is the three ways any person in life makes money. Here's the third way you make money. What you demand. Demand, D-E-M-A-N-D. Now this is speaking from how I size up people who are in a position of demanding what they want. They do not just get offers and accept them. They most of the time don't even have to negotiate. They demand what they want. Let me give you a definition of this word demand. So we're on the same page. An insistent and peremptory request made as if by right. Wow, that's a great definition. Should I say that one more time? I will. This is the noun definition. An insistent and peremptory request, meaning you already know that it's happening, and making it as if by right, made as if by right, meaning I am entitled to this. When you demand something, is as if you expect it, you know is yours, you are entitled to it. You're not really asking. You might be asking, but you're not really asking. Any of you ever know what I'm talking about? You might have a parent when you were growing up. My parents, when I was growing up, they would ask me to do things, but they weren't really asking. You know what I'm saying? It was a demand, but it was made in the form of a question. So you kind of felt like you had some choice, but you really didn't. All right. Now, the verb definition of demand is to ask authoritatively or brusquely. To ask authoritatively or brusquely. Now, if you're going to ask for something authoritatively, you better have some authority. All right. Now, how do you demand authority? We're going to talk about this. From what I see from people who are 100% in the space of being able to demand something, here are the common traits that they share. All right. Pay attention to these and measure yourself against these. Number one, they have proven worth, proven value. They have proven that whatever it is you're hiring them for, or you're coming to them for, or you're asking them for, or you think you're negotiating with them for, but they're not looking at it as a negotiation. They have proven their value beyond a shadow of a doubt. There is no question about it. You know exactly what you're getting. There's no gray area. All right. You know exactly what this person is, what they're bringing to the table. They've done it so often and done it so big, and maybe so big so often, that there is absolutely no question whatsoever. There, nobody's worried about whether this person can deliver or not. The question is not about them delivering. The question is about if you can meet their price. You understand? That's not even a question of proven worth. Number two, if you want to be a person who can make demands for what you want, to make money by demand, you must be in demand. Right? You can't demand that somebody pay you an X amount if nobody else is trying to get you. They're like, who are we bidding against to get you? When Coach K was thinking about leaving Duke to go coach the LA Lakers. He wasn't considering any of the other NBA teams, but he was weighing his choice against the however number of years he's been spent at Duke by that point. Listen, he had a whole lot of cachet built up at Duke, and if he left, he wouldn't be able to just walk back into that. He couldn't just undo that decision. So the LA Lakers were not bidding against the Houston Rockets or the Clippers or the Sixers or the Celtics. They were bidding against 30, 40 years of history at Duke University. And that was a big bid that they had to put in, and they still lost. Because you got to be in demand in order to make demands. I told you, someone told me that many years ago. Meaning, people want what they cannot easily get. What comes easy to people is a commodity. What comes easy to people, we just make an offer, and if you don't take it, the next guy's going to take it. If she don't take it, the next girl's going to take it. If he don't take it, the next person around the corner is going to take it. When it's easy to get. When it's not easy to get, the price goes up. The value goes up. The demand can get higher when there is very little supply of whatever it is. There's only one Coach K. The Lakers understood that, and that's why they had to open the bank, and they still weren't able to get that money into Coach K's hands. Now, here's a note I want to make here. Demand can be fabricated. Ethically. Or unethically. It can be fabricated unethically. I'm not advising that you do that. I'm not advocating that, but it can be fabricated unethically. And it also can be fabricated ethically. What does it mean to fabricate demand? It means make other people believe that they're not the only ones after you. And when people believe they're not the only ones after you, we get competitive. And every human being has some competitor in them. Some have more than others. But when we feel like somebody's going to get something that we want, we'll go even harder to get it just because we don't want that other person to have it. And again, some people have that more than others in a competitive field like the business world. People will go after something when they feel there's a competition, especially when that competition is their competition. Like if the Houston Rockets or the Boston Celtics also tried to bid for Coach K that same year that the Lakers were trying to get him, maybe he would have ended up in the NBA because that bid would have went higher and higher and higher. And it might have been so much money Coach K would have had to say, well, listen, I hate to leave Duke, but... I got to go get this money. So that's number two, is being in demand. Number three, relative level of celebrity. Relative celebrity. So that does not mean if you walk into the grocery store where you live, you can't go to the cold cut section because everybody's mobbing you and trying to take pictures and get your autograph. We only do autographs no more, do we? People trying to take a selfie, right? That's not what I mean when I say celebrity. That could be your celebrity. Relative celebrity means in your space, in the thing that you do, you are so well known, have so much credibility, so much of a track record that people in that space look at you as the guy or as the girl. That's what relative celebrity means. Your name is holding weight. So you could be a relative celebrity as a photographer, right? You could be the most famous photographer out there. You could walk into Whole Foods and nobody knows who the hell you are, right? Somebody might think you're unemployed the way that you look walking into a Whole Foods. But in the photography world, you walk into a photographer's convention, you're that girl. Or you're that guy and everybody wants to talk to you and you're featured on like five panels at the conference. So relative celebrity does not mean that everybody knows you. It means the people in the space that you work in and the space that you're making your demands in, they know you. And that's the one that really matters because you don't have to have everybody in the world know you. You just need to be known in the thing that you do. Now, if you want everybody in the world to know you, that's a further step you can take as well. If your name holds weight, people will meet your demands because they want to be close to you. Simple enough. That's what celebrity does. It makes people want to get close. Makes people want to be associated, makes people want to be involved somehow, some way, because it makes them feel better just to be around the person who has all of that celebrity, however it is that they got it. Different people get it different ways. We know that. And number four, decide on your demands and stand on them. If you are going to make demands, you must decide on what those demands are, and you got to stand on those demands. So if you say your price is $100, which is keeping the number simple, my price is $100 and somebody comes to you and says, well, listen, we only got $95 and you accept the $95, that's not a real demand. A demand is, this is it. This is the level that I'm setting it at. And this is where you got to meet. If you want to be involved with me, this is where you got to meet me. And if you can't get here, then there's no way we're having any type of conversation. It's not happening. If you say you have a price and then you start negotiating, your demand isn't real. And not to say that it's wrong, but maybe you're not quite demand level yet. And that's okay. Just keep working on your game. I heard this story about this guy. He was running a conferences company that he ran where he would hire well-known people to come into his conferences and give presentations. So he called this well-known businessman, this guy who runs the company, calls a well-known businessman and offers him. He called the office, the guy's secretary, the famous guy's secretary answers. And he says, hey, I want to hire such and such person, person X, for $10,000. I'm going to offer him $10,000 to come speak at my conference. And the administrator, the admin said, well, he's not interested, and just hung up on him. And he's baffled because he's like, wait a minute. The guy who runs the company is thinking, you didn't even ask Mr. X if he was interested. How are you just going to decide he's uninterested? It didn't make any sense. He called back. Asked again, hey, I want to speak to Mr. X and talk to him about having him see my conference. The administrator said, he's not interested. Thank you for calling. Click, hung up on him again. So the guy running the company figures, okay, maybe there's just not enough money. So he calls back. He doubles the offer, $20,000. The administrator says, I'm sorry, he's not interested. Hangs up on him again. The guy says, okay, I guess I'm trying to get a big fish. I got to get some big bait. He goes up to $50,000. This is a lot of money for this guy's company. $50,000 to come speak at the conference that he offers Mr. X. The administrator says, Mr. X is not available, but thank you for calling. Hangs up on him again, a fourth time. $50,000 wasn't enough. He goes up, doubles the number again. He says, I got to get this guy. This guy is the man. I got to get this guy $100,000. The administrator still was not that interested. $100,000. The administrator was still not interested. Finally, the guy running the company, the conference company, finally, he decided that he wanted to get this big fish guy. He finally raises his price. $1 million. He calls the administrator and says, hey, $1 million to get Mr. X. Now, mind you, at this point, he still had not even spoken to Mr. X. $1 million from $10,000 all the way up to a $1 million offer. And mind you, Mr. X never even named the number. He just kept saying no until this guy came up with $1 million, makes the $1 million offer. And he finally gets on the phone with Mr. X. And guess what Mr. X says to the guy running the conference? After he offered him $1 million, no, Mr. X said, how many people do you have usually at your conferences? And the guy said, well, I usually have between 250 and 300 people at my conferences. And Mr. X said to him, the big businessman said, I will take your $1 million, but only if you can get 3,000 people in the room. Only if you can get 3,000 people in the room. Anything less than 3,000 people, even if you're offering me $1 million, I'm not doing it. I want a big room and I want the big check. He came up with that 3,000 people and he came up with the $1 million and he got Mr. X to come speak. I'm telling you that to tell you this. When you get to the level of demand, people have to come up to where you are not meeting them halfway and you're definitely not going down where they're at. So let's recap the three ways to make money in life. Number one, what you accept. Somebody makes you an offer, you take it. This is where everybody starts at. Number two, what you negotiate. Someone makes you an offer, you go back and forth, there's a give and take, you eventually compromise or you don't compromise. If people are not willing to negotiate with you, here's the key, people, they're just not that into you. They're not that interested in you. Walk away or accept it if you have to and work your way up till you get to the point of number three where you can make demands. A person who can make demands has certain qualities. They have a proven value. It is no question about their value. They are in demand, whether it's real demand or manufactured, fabricated demand. They have a relative level of celebrity in what it is that they do. And once they've decided on their demands, they stand on those demands. And when they say they have a price, they do not negotiate it. You either meet the number or you walk away. They don't walk away. You walk away because you're probably in their office. Those are the three ways that you make money. If you want to make money in your life, decide or figure out rather, which area are you in right now? And what do you need to do with your game to step it up to the next level, the next level, and the next level? Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book, physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. I really enjoy creating and sharing the Work on Your Game podcast, and I really appreciate everyone who's been listening, sharing, and leaving reviews. And if we're going to keep this show going, I'm going to need the support of my listeners. That's why I opened up a Patreon account for everyone who listens to this show to support the show, get some great bonuses for being a supporter, and keep the Work on Your Game podcast coming every single day as it has been all these days since 2016. Go to patreon.com/DreAllDay to learn how you can support the show and get some bonuses for yourself at the same time. That's patreon.com/DreAllDay. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work On Your Game.